2. You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe. The goal, Marty! They're killing!
Oh, my God.
The goal is my witness. He is broken in half.
Yeah, we might be talking about the Jackson Hayes dunk today, no doubt about it. Also, anytime David Griffin speaks right now, I just want to kind of just soak it all in.
MVP, do you think that's something he's capable of being?
I do, and nobody thought Steve Nash was a two-time MVP. People would have thought we were insane for even uttering that notion. Players in this league are so gifted. When you're as good as Drew Holiday is, what makes you take the next step is just your vision of self. And sometimes you need to be given permission to dominate people. And in his situation with Anthony around, I think he was always sort of waiting as though it was Anthony's job. And now Drew knows it's his job, and he's ready to do that.
Oh, do we have a few things to touch on today. It's the Sports Hangover. Thank you for joining us today. It's Gus Kattengill, Jordan the intern. We may have a special visit as well from someone who hopefully will bring us a pizza. Jordan, if you know what I'm talking about, there's your hint. Joey back in the LaRose studios, and of course, your phone calls, tweets, texts, comments, the works. This is ridiculous, isn't it? Three Thursdays from now, Saints training camp will get underway with the first practice, right? 3 weeks from now is training camp week, and I'm telling you, it's not just me. It can't just be me, and it isn't just me. Pumping gas this morning. Somebody started talking about it. People are pumped. Call it the hype machine. Call it whatever you want. It's ridiculous that a summer league game can actually get people pumped up for basketball in October when the regular season starts. We're going to get into the destruction of the Chicago Bulls yesterday in summer league play. I'm not trying to overreact. I really honestly am not. I don't think I am, right? I mean, you can temper my enthusiasm, temper my excitement if you like as well. 800-998-1003. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, is going to join us coming up here at 12:15. 1:15, Jim Eichenhofer live in Vegas, who called the game with Daniel Salerson yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about what we saw in the 109-72 defeat of the Bulls. I get it, it's summer league. I understand that, but it was the first time we got a chance to look at some of the players that finally could play on the court once the Anthony Davis trade went into effect and was finalized over the weekend. First two summer league games, couldn't see Jackson Hayes. You couldn't see Nikhil Alexander Walker, and you couldn't see Mr. Lazuda Silver from Brazil, 19 years old, second round draft pick. Most second round picks, they'll be fighting lucky to make a spot on the roster here. That's kind of an overlining element of discussion we're going to have today. Is I honestly think, and it's not just me, it's several people. We had Will Guillory yesterday talk. Remember, he spoke with us at 1:15 yesterday. And what did he say? Dude, I think Jackson Hayes probably will start on the roster, and then he'll sit in the G League, get some minutes, rather than, you know, sitting on the bench and twirl the towel when somebody makes a play and a dunk. And then yesterday happened. Nikhil Alexander Walker, yesterday happened. I'm not trying to get over-exaggerated. But that's what maybe I want to ask here today. We're going to ask a couple of questions of the day. Jordan, the intern's posting two of them. And maybe we can have a third one as well, Jordan, as I'm making you work hard to start the show here. How excited should I be about this Pels team? That's a legit, honest question. How excited should I be about this Pelicans team? The other two questions of the day, let's have fun. Name me or caption the Jackson Hayes dunk. And you know which one I'm talking about. He had 9 of them. 10 made field goals, 9 came on dunks per NBA TV. But one of them was the dunk. Goodness gracious. I mean, knee on a throat, just climbing a person, dunking from the semicircle. It was ridiculous. oh, by the way, like he's had what, a practice? I'm going to ask Eichenhofer, how long is he? I don't even think they had like a they might have had a practice on Monday. Wait, yesterday was Monday. Today is Tuesday. I don't even know what day of the week it is. So the trade went over the weekend. He might have been able to practice Sunday. They don't even know the playbook. Alexander Walker. Yikes. Dude just, I mean, looked like he's been running the offense. Frank Jackson. Watch out. And he had 30 points in game one. I would have never thought this. The Pels have a depth problem. And when I say problem, I mean like, how do you play them and who do you play them? Now I get it. Again, it's summer league, which is why it's the third question of the day. How excited should I get? I'm pumped. I'm jacked. I am. So you're going to call me today and you're going to temper my enthusiasm? Or you're going to keep me excited? How excited should I be? Or should I temper the enthusiasm and go, Gus, relax. It's just the summer league. Time to bring in our guest today. Just going to have a little fun with. And Jordan, the intern. Unfortunately, I do not smell pepperoni. I do not smell, I would say the meats, but you don't like the meat lovers, right? I don't smell the breadsticks or anything. Apparently, Jay Hargrave is in studio. No pizza.
Wow.
I didn't bring any food.
No, you brought yourself your,
I did
your
bring
water.
I did bring a lot of love and affection, but no food.
Yeah, no food. No doubt about it. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more of each other now.
I think we might be able to make that happen.
I think you might be able to make that happen. Jay, it's been a while since we chatted. You did call in and we talked a little bit about the draft and everything. But how about this, man, right now? Again, I think it's going to be fun. 800-998-1003. We got a guest an hour, the first 2 hours. In the third hour, we're going to have a lot of fun and talk about a lot of other topics that are going on. The rest of the NBA, NFL, 3 weeks till training camp starts for the Saints. That's around the corner. 9 weeks from yesterday, Monday Night Football, Saints and Texans. And here we are, though, anticipating basketball. I mean, it's not just me, right, Jay?
Gus, it's unbelievable. It's one of the things I thought about this morning. You know who's the best benefit of the way the Pelicans have been operating? Is the Saints. They're sitting on the back burner, and they're probably saying, hey, what about us? You don't have to hear that, hey, we're going to win the Super Bowl this year. There's no talk. The Saints get to relax, and they get to do what they need to do and take care of business. This Pelicans team, you know, we talked last week when I called in, and you asked me what my thoughts were about the upcoming season. I said, I think they're a playoff team, and I got the, whoa, hold on a second. This is a playoff team. And you brought up the point just now, Gus. They have a depth problem, and probably guys that you're looking at in this summer league and guys on the roster, they're not going to be here, and it's because they're going to get traded because they don't have room for them. Mm-hmm. And it's going to allow Griffin to just stockpile more picks and put this team in a better position. But this team has a – you look at the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to make them the favorite before Kawhi signed. Yeah. How can the Lakers play with the Pelicans when Alvin Gentry can put five guys out there and start running LeBron and Anthony Davis, and then he can take those five out and put another five in and keep running Davis and James?
You just brought up the second question of the day. Jordan, the intern, one of the questions of the day, obviously, is to caption and name Jackson Hayes' dunk. One of the other ones I threw out there is how excited should I be about summer league playing what I'm seeing? And the other question of the day, Jordan, is...
This is, if the young Pelicans were to form a second unit, or bench, what should the squad name be? So the young unit were to be formed together as a second unit.
Right. And the reason I'm bringing that up, Jay, is because you remember the heyday of the Suns and the mob squad. And you had that. I speak about this all the time. Golden State, one of the toughest things about them is when their starters go sit down, they bring in a crew and either extend the league or sustain what's going on, and they can actually rest. The number one problem that happened with the Pels, obviously weren't good enough or deep enough, but if AD sat down, Jay, he could sit down for 30 seconds. Because if he sat down, the game got out of hand.
That's the problem that we've had in the past, that you couldn't, it was almost like Gentry's watching the scoreboard with one eye. It's like, okay, it's getting too far. I can't keep him on the bench. I got to go. Now you've got a team that's not reliant on one guy.
Well,
you've got a guy in Drew Holiday who could step up into that role if he has to. But now Holiday's got talent that he doesn't have to. He's going to be that guy. J.J. Redick's going to be that guy. They did a great job in free agency in bringing in Redick and bringing in Favors, even though it was by trade. But you bring in a perfect blend of veterans and young kids. And you've got guys that can run the court and can play defense. You know, and now you're starting to hear rumors of the name Jeff Bezdelic being thrown out there.
It looks like they have offered a position to be the defensive coordinator.
That's
Darren,
a game changer.
Darren Erman is going to go. And a lot of people are going, well, who is this guy? He came in to be the defensive coordinator of the Rockets, and people are going to be like, what are you talking about? The Rockets play no defense. He did change it around and turn it around a bit. Their problem with Houston, remember, they were a hamstring injury away for Chris Paul late in the game to be in the finals.
Exactly.
To beat the Warriors with Durant. And last year, I think with Paul being injured for a while, Harden had to take over, you know, D'Antoni just kind of left things the way they were. That team is better when Chris Paul has the ball a lot in his hands and runs the offense and Harden's more of the two. Regardless, their defense did play a little bit better, and he's highly respected. Again, you may not like it, right? We talked about this with Gentry all the time. Griffin says we're building a team around Gentry's offense. Again, you may not like it. You may not like who he is. Griffin believes in him. You may not care and say the Rockets, they're not defensive. I hear you. The rest of the NBA says that would be a solid get. That guy knows how to play defense and can get this team going. And what did David Griffin tell us a couple Wednesdays ago and say at the Zion press conference? They're building the team to play defense first, and guys that are athletic that want to play defense, and that's where they're going in. Defense out. So to go get a guy like Bezdelic would be kind of big.
You know, Gus, it was one of the things you talked about last year all the time is, you know, they're asking Alvin Gentry to coach a group of guys who just don't fit his system. Well, you can see the difference. David Griffin, having the pass with Alvin Gentry, knowing how he likes to coach, has gone out and put this team as a team that can get up and down the court and a team that can play defense. And, you know, people want to ask about Jeff Bezdelic, why I'm so excited about the guy. He was a head coach at Air Force. Okay, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. He had Air Force in the tournament, and they were making noise in the NCAA tournament. So this guy can flat-out coach. That was as a head coach, not just as a defensive specialist. So if they bring this guy in, it's a complete game changer. Because if you've got a team that can get up and down the court, your defensive numbers are, you're not going to hold people to 70 points. If you're going to trade, it's just like in football.
Right.
If you have a high octane offense, you're going to give up 30 points in defense. It's the same way in the NBA. If you want to run and score 130 points a game, you're going to give up probably about 110. But it's how you play defense. Can you get that stop at crucial times? With Bezdelic becoming a part of this franchise, hopefully, this is a game changer. And this team is just, they're speeding up the process of this isn't going to be down the road. It's now.
109-72 was the final yesterday. Again, 800-998-1003. How excited should I get? Jake Madison's going to chat with us next segment. And then I want to take a lot of your phone calls because, I understand it's Summer League. It's essentially, it's preseason. Sort of. It's not even really preseason, but it is sort of preseason where the bulk and the majority of preseason action, Jay, our guys trying to make the team, right? The third preseason game is the dress rehearsal for the regular season. You don't see any starters normally here. It's first, second-year players. Now the Knicks in game one of this summer league had about three or four starters, but they're second-year players. I mean, that's for the most part, that's what summer league is. Why I'm excited, though, is what we're talking about with one of the questions of the day. Right now, you look at the depth chart for the Pelicans. And again, this is just, if camp started this week, what you're looking at. You got Holiday, Ball, Frank Jackson, the ball handlers. J.J. Redick, Josh Hardy, Tron Moore, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Ian Clark's even on the roster right now. Brandon Ingram, Darius Miller, Stanley Johnson, who now I think signed with somebody else. Marcos Lazarus-Silva. Zion, Kendrick Williams, Okafor, Jackson Hayes, Derek Favors. And I don't think Christian Wood's going to be there. My point, though, is when you look at this team, right, let's say your starting lineup is Ball and Holiday, Ball at the point, Holiday at the two, right? It looks like either Redick or Ingram could be the three, that they'll alternate there. Williamson and Favors. That's your starters, okay? What I'm looking at is if, and maybe, and again, we'll ask Alvin Gentry here in the near future. I think instead of the normal approach of let's find minutes for guys and rotations and certain things, not that you don't do that, but imagine a second unit that you could bring off the bench together, three, four of them at a time together. Like, I almost look at it, and I was watching a game yesterday. I'm like, you know, I grab these kids. I put them aside. I sit them down and go, all right, we can get minutes in the G League. Well, you guys can form your own little group here, right? I went with the Baby Birds. Me and Brian and Elise have been saying that. Let's go with the Baby Birds. Create your identity. Be your squad. And look, you're going to play 15 to 17 minutes a game in maybe three spurts of 5 minutes or so, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, and go. And your only mission is to just go. Just run. Just go and play ball. You know, don't worry about it. Just go play ball. Get boards full of energy, high flying, dunk, do anything that you. Go do it. And what I say that, the reason I say that is because, look, you got Jackson and you got, you saw yesterday, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Those two guys can come off the bench, play together in that backcourt. I mean, you got two ball handlers right there. You got two point guards, essentially, right? You think of Jackson Hayes out there in the front as well. If you want to bring in, whether it's Okafor, again, I don't know if he can run like that, but, you know, Hayes is out there. And then it's either Redick or Ingram, right, that are out there. I mean, you got Hart, Josh Hart. You got length, athleticism. They all could dunk. They all could shoot. I mean, that's a heck of a second unit to come off. So that's why I was asking, what could we call them? Me and Brian are going with Baby Birds. I love it. Like, create your own. You could merchandise that. Make it a shirt at the arena. But embrace it and say, look, this is our impact this year as rookies. We can come out there. And when we get out there, our goal is simple. Get the lead if we're trailing. Extend the lead if we're leading. Like, and make that their motto. That's it. That's all I want you to do. And then that way you sort of create something for them already, right? So you get in the camp and you get in the season when you have practice and scrimmages, it's Baby Birds versus the Stars. Go. You know, you hang out together. You practice together. Something stood out to me yesterday in listening to Nikhil Alexander-Walker after in the postgame interview on NBA TV. And he said it's easy right now because we all get along off the court. That's fantastic already to hear, Jay, because there's no egos. I mean, you have Zion, right? And you heard Jackson Hayes and Alexander Walker yesterday say, man, we love playing with one another, love talking and hanging out and getting to know one another. Embrace that. Embrace that. Here you go and do that. You know what it sounds like? The Saints.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. The quality of guys that they're bringing in with a good family base behind them. Quality guys who are team-oriented, not about the me guys. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis became a me guy. As soon as he hooked up with LeBron and his crew, it became the same thing as LeBron. I'm a me guy. But the Pelicans are now following the exact same path that the Saints have. And they've done it in give David Griffin all the credit in the world. He did it overnight. He did it in one offseason. He's turned his team. Think about this. Think about all the assets. You just touched on the point that nobody is even realizing yet. Think of all of the draft picks that the Pelicans have. Mm-hmm. How in the hell are those guys going to make this roster? Well, it puts them in a position in the future of every year. Let's trade up and go get one guy.
And the other thing, too, a lot of these young players. Maybe if they can't get in, you can use them. Somebody else may want them.
What did he just turn two number twos into? Yeah. Derek Favors.
Yeah.
So look at the position that Griffin has this team in, that he can every offseason go get one guy.
And as we go to break, keep in mind, that's why we loved the signings of J.J. Redick and Derek Favors, right? You got Favors for a year. You got Redick for a two-year deal. I was tweeting yesterday and texting a lot of people, I wish I could fast forward 3 years. I wish I could fast forward to the third year of this group to see where these young guys are going to be. Because remember, you may have moved on from J.J. Redick, and you may move on from Derek Favors. You don't know. Right? That there's Hayes in his third year. Now could be the starter at center, right? That's some of the other guys, Nikhil Alexander-Walker and things of that nature, can maybe be your sharpshooters, and J.J. Redick there in Favors, though, over the next 2 years, can help train these guys, can show them how to be professional. I think it's just perfect. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm so excited. It's July 9th.
I can't wait.
It's July 9th.
I can't wait. And the fact that J.J. Redick signed here, every expert had him at L.A. with the Lakers, with LeBron, with Anthony Davis. And what does he do? We said the Pelicans can never get a targeted free agent that everybody wants. David Griffin did it. So don't tell me this franchise isn't a destination franchise, because David Griffin shows you what a quality GM can do for you.
Well, Griffin told us, as we went to break, two things that I'll hit on when we come back with Jake Madison. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover. You're home for Pelicans basketball on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's the summer clearance event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business. With Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans, choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Jay Hargrave, it's ridiculous. I can't wait. Like, I'm looking forward to the next Summer League game. I want more. This is not enough. I keep watching the highlights. It's ridiculous. I shouldn't be this excited for Summer League basketball, but it is what it is.
Bigger enthusiasm level, you think, right now or when we swept Portland a couple years ago in the playoffs?
Ooh, that's
what do
a
you
good
think?
Question.
What do you think's the enthusiasm? I think it's right now.
I don't know, but I want to hear this one more time before we go to Jake. Just one more time. Jim Ross, the Pelicans Twitter did that. They put together Jim Ross's call with the dunk of Jackson Hayes. Ridiculous. At Nola Jake's the way to follow. Mr. Locked On Pels himself, Jake Madison. Jake, you and I have been texting this morning. This is ridiculous. I want the max deal for Hayes and Alexander Walker. I'm ready. Bring on the regular season. I can't wait, man. I want more ball. I want more basketball.
Yeah, it was pretty fun last night. And look, I don't think anyone would have been surprised if you had said a Pelicans rookie was going to have the best dunk of Summer League. But I don't think anyone was going to take someone other than Zion Williamson in that. And, well, we did get it from someone else in Jackson Hayes, where he basically just killed a man out on the court last night. Like, he shouldn't be with the team anymore. He should be locked up in jail for murder. But luckily, that didn't actually happen, and he's going to keep playing with this team. And it was impressive to see him come in, Nickeil Alexander-Walker come in, Didi Silver come in. Silva, and all of these guys with maybe one practice at the most under their belt absolutely dominate a summer league game like that. And that's exactly what you want to see. I know everyone's excited about it right now, and I am too. It is summer league, though. You know, that was a dunk over a guy who's not going to be in the NBA next year and probably never going to make it to the NBA. But, you know, you can't take that as a thing that these guys are future first-ballot Hall of Famers. Otherwise, we'd have Trevon Blewett, who's probably not going to be with the team next year as a Hall of Famer after his summer league from a year ago. So take for it what you will, but it's still exciting at the very least. And I heard you guys talking before I came on here. The hype around this team is far greater than it was with that sweep of the Portland Trailblazers in the first round. And just something like I've never seen around Pelicans basketball. Normally, we're excited for summer league try and latch on to some dude who maybe will make the roster because there's no draft picks on it. There's no real future for this franchise. And now all of a sudden you can see the future with this team, and it's just absolutely unreal to see where they were even 6 months ago.
It's it's incredible, as Jake just pointed out, maybe a practice for these guys. Jackson Hayes, 28 points, 4 rebounds, 10 of 15 shooting, 9 per NBA TV were dunks. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 23 points, 8 assists, 9 of 16 shooting. You talked about Didi Silva, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 of 10 shooting. That's the second round pick from Brazil, who's 19 years old. Jake, that was the question I'm throwing out there for our listeners today. How excited should I get? You kind of just touched on there here. I look at it like this, and I think I texted you about this too. Back in the day, the Suns had the mob squad, right? And you've seen the Golden State Warriors be able to produce a bench that could come off the bench and kind of either extend the lead, go get the lead if you're down while your stars get a rest. I think, and I'll suggest Alvin Gentry, go find yourself a group, man. 3, 4, 5 guys you can sub in at a time. Call them the Baby Birds or whatever it is we want to call them. Give them their identity and say, hey, look, this year, that's how you can impact and help us. You're going to play 15 to 17 minutes a game. You're going to do it in 3 or 4 spurts that have 3 to 5 minutes. Go out there, run, excite the crowd, get us back in the game or give us a lead. But, you know, hang out together, call yourselves something, do, you know, and create your own identity. I love it. And then in practice, go beat the starters. You know, like all of a sudden, steel sharpening steel is sort of the way I'm looking at it. Am I getting too far ahead of that?
Probably a little bit right now. You know, it's the first action in summer league for a number of these guys. Again, going up against players that aren't going to be in the NBA next year. And when I look at summer league, it's just show that you belong. You should be dominating these guys because, again, they're not NBA players. So you're just kind of doing what the minimum expected from you is in this. And a lot of these guys are still young. They're still raw. It's going to take a little bit before they're really able to contribute at a high level in the NBA. You know, I think you could be looking at these guys maybe on the high end getting 15 minutes to start. But I'll tell you, all three of those guys, and Didi Silva is not going to be with the team next year. He's committed to playing in Australia for the foreseeable future for next season. But they showed discernible NBA skills. I can tell you that much. If you really go back and watch this game, and we can start with Jackson Hayes, this is a guy whose highlight reel dunks were kind of the star of the show. But look what he did to get in position for those dunks. They were mostly off of off-ball movement. It wasn't like a low post game where he was backing his guy down and jockeying over him that way. They weren't necessarily out of the pick and roll as much either. It was a guy who realized, my defender's not paying attention. I need to streak towards the basket right now. And he got the pass and he scored that way. That is an NBA skill, and cuts are one of the best ways to score at the NBA in terms of efficiency. That's going to earn you a place. And then you can talk about his defense, the natural instinct that he showed there, that highlight reel block that he had, which was done with his damn elbow, which was unbelievable to see, was on a help defense move. He rotated over to take that away from the guy. That wasn't his man. Being able to do that is a really important thing and a skill in the NBA that is not easy to teach and coach, and he's already showing some of that. So his future looks very, very bright. And you can see why the Pelicans drafted him at 8 overall. Then you can take a look at Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and this is a guy who came into this game and looked aggressive, but also aggressively trying to get others involved in all of this. And that dunk that Jackson Hayes had came off of an unbelievable pass from Alexander-Walker, and he showed off a lot of touch with that, but also the velocity to really fire those through the passing lanes that were there. So the passing lanes were open for the Pelicans. And you have a guy who has not even had more than 2 practices with the NBA team, reading those passes and knowing how and when to make the right passes to his guys. That's unbelievably impressive. I've been concerned about backup point guards for the Pelicans here, whether it's going to be a guy like Frank Jackson who looks more like a scoring 2 guard, and if you have Lonzo Ball and Drew Holiday splitting a lot of the plays, who's that guy off the bench that handles that? Well, he came in, Alexander Walker did, and had 8 assists in this one. And that wasn't, you know, an anomaly. It's just what that guy can do. He's also aggressive going for his shot. He most scored around the rim and hit 3-pointers. That's exactly what you want to see from a guy like that. Also showed off a nice Kobe Bryant-like move in the mid-range where he faked to his left, faked to his right, back to his left for a fadeaway jumper, which was pretty impressive. And then Didi Silva, who, by the way, doesn't really speak English very well, but is a smart basketball player, and in the introduction for guys, Trajan Lang said, we're just going to put him out there, smart basketball players around other smart basketball players. We'll figure it out.
Wow.
Silva did. Watch that guy off the ball, the movement he has, and then watch him on the defensive side, tracking his man around, going exactly where he needs to go, and on the offensive end, just filling in depth. Oh, we need someone in the corner. runs to the corner, takes someone at the top of the three-point line, pops there instead. It's just a natural recognition of basketball IQ, and it's unbelievable to see. The future for all of these guys is bright. And look, I'm the most, the biggest guy. I've got to show it to me multiple times before I really start believing in things. But I don't put much stock into Summer League at all. And you can hear the excitement in my voice, I'm sure, right now, because I saw that much from these guys in that game last night. Excited for the future. These guys are going to be stars in the NBA.
Jake, Jay Hardgrave here. Just watching this team play, for the first time since Alvin Gentry's been here, it seems like he has a team that can fit his style, that up and down tempo. But I almost look at this team as almost like the Saints, as Sean Payton goes out there and gets guys that can play multiple positions. You have guys on this roster for the Pelicans that can play multiple positions. Am I wrong in saying that this team looks like they could possibly be a nightmare matchup for other teams because Alvin Gentry has so much versatility, he can finally impose his will on teams and make them play his style of basketball for 48 minutes?
Yeah, this is going to be so I don't know if this Pelicans team is in the playoffs next year. It might take 50 wins in the West to get that far, and with a team that's this young and with most other teams in the Western Conference improving, going to be a battle just to get the eighth seed, but you're not going to have fun playing this Pelicans team. And if you are a playoff team and they're not in contention, they might spoil it for you if you're not careful because of that versatility. Like you said, they have guys that can do multiple things in the NBA. They can cover multiple positions. They can defend multiple positions. They all have ball handling abilities. There's a lot more shooting on this roster than we've ever seen before, and it has potential to be an absolute nightmare. This team's going to play fast, and I pulled the numbers this morning. They played in transition 17.9% of the time last season, according to the NBA stats website that uses the player tracking data for all of this. Expect that number to go up, but on the high end, I think you're going to see them playing in transition about 25% of the time. So still, 75% of their offense needs to come elsewhere. But all of these guys are going to be pretty good in the half court. Look at Nickeil Alexander-Walker pulling the strings of the defense last night and orchestrating that offense. Look at how often they tried to get Zion Williamson in the pick and roll in his first game, where he's an absolute monster. Combined with other guys like Brandon Ingram, who pass the ball around and initiate your offense, you have a variety of ways to attack. So not only are they going to try and impose their will on other teams and make other teams keep up with them, but if they do end up in a negative situation where the other team is dictating tempo, pace, style of play, they have a good enough roster where they can adapt to that now. So this is a team that's going to be competitive no matter who they go against. They just might take some lumps early on because they're young and a lot of these guys are still learning.
I think one of the things, too, and especially you hear David Griffin yesterday, and we played this spike to start the show as well, by talking about Jrue Holiday. He's like, he's challenged him. Go be the MVP of the league. Go dominate. Sometimes you got to give people permission and tell them to go do so. I love what Griffin's doing here, too. It's indirectly taking the pressure off of all the other guys that they've gotten, but it's also challenging what he knows is a guy that wants that as well and go do that. Is Jrue Holiday an MVP caliber player? I don't know. He's one of the best two-way players in the NBA, but I love that in giving the challenge. And he's letting everybody know that that's his team. So the new guys that go in, I saw the pictures today the Pels put out of Ingram and Ball and Harden in their Pels jerseys. There's no pressure on anybody. He's saying, here you go. Go be our MVP. Go be our team leader. And I love him constantly saying that, and Jrue Holiday seems to want it.
Yeah, you know, and that empowering aspect of what David Griffin does is, I think, what makes him so successful as a front mm-hmm. office executive. And he doesn't just do it to the players there. He's doing this to the guys in the front office, too, just being like, I trust you. Go and do your job because I think you're really good. He's probably saying that to Trajan Langdon, Quinn Cash, and any of the new other people that he's brought in or the people that are still here. And I think that's something that really motivates people. And that's why you might see Jrue Holiday kind of unleashed this year. Like you, I don't know if he's an MVP candidate, but David Griffin in that same interview said no one expected Steve Nash to be a back-to-back MVP, but the Phoenix Suns was kind of a castaway from the Dallas Mavericks prior to that run. And he thinks there's some potential for that here in Jrue Holiday. And if you're Jrue Holiday, how motivated are you going to be on opening night to go out and try and score 50 points and to lead this team and know you're just allowed to do what you want to do, which is go be a really good basketball player? And sometimes that belief from someone else, from your boss, from someone high up, is the powerful thing ever and the most motivating factor. And I wonder if you're going to see a new Jrue Holiday this year, who seems to really buy into everything that they're building here in New Orleans. And as you said, it does have the added benefit of taking some of the pressure off of Zion Williamson and some of these other young guys. I thought Zion was very good in his opening game in Summer League, and also the only minutes we're going to see him in Summer League. But you also could see really where he's going to be struggling next year, and that his game is not complete just yet, that he's not necessarily going to come in and put up 20 and 15 on a nightly basis, and it might go a little bit slower than we thought in the beginning. So allowing Drew Holiday to be empowered while taking the pressure off of Zion Williamson, just a win for everyone with this organization.
Final question for you, man. You do the Locked On podcast. You get tweets and comments left and right. You kind of mentioned it at the start of our conversation. Speak with Jake Madison from Locked On Pels at Nola Jake on Twitter. What is like the legit, tangible excitement and difference that you're seeing right now? Because you said it's more than when the Blazers got swept. Like, are you seeing it in terms of podcast download numbers? Are you seeing it in terms of people asking you either to come on shows and things of that nature? Because it does seem like that on our end, but you said you're seeing it. Are those reasons that you feel that way?
Yeah. So, to be somewhat unmodest here, which is not something I like to do, but, you know, in terms of the podcast numbers, look, I've had Locked On Pelicans in the top 100 of the iTunes charts for sports podcasts. We have probably the smallest market for the NBA out of any team here, with other things just going on in New Orleans, other teams you root for in LSU and the Saints. Even Memphis doesn't really have that problem. And to be beating out teams like the Boston Celtics and other big markets with the Locked On Pelicans podcast shows you the interest that there is here right now. I got asked to go on a Saints podcast the other day just to talk about the Pelicans. I've been covering this team for 9 years. That's never happened. So right now we're usually planning for training camp. I saw the dates were just announced. People are really excited about that. And it's an afterthought right now, which is definitely something. You're just seeing more red walking around the city. I'm in my office right now looking outside, and I see someone in a Zion Williamson t-shirt down on the street in the middle of New Orleans. I tell you that in the moment right here. My girlfriend was getting coffee the other day and texted me that someone had a homemade Zion Williamson jersey at the Starbucks she went to. So there is definitely kind of a Zion fever that we've never seen before. I think part of it's due to he's just a very likable guy. It's hard not to root for him. He's got a great personality that you just kind of gravitate towards, which is different from Anthony Davis and not necessarily enough on AD. But I think what's getting people really excited is with Anthony Davis and that playoff team against Portland, they were good. They won. But when you looked at that, was that going to be sustainable? Was there a future where maybe they could get into title contention 5 years down the line? And I think looking back on it, we all kind of look at that and go, no, not really. It could be good, but it was going to be a short-term good. Here, there's a very clear future for this team to be good. There's a vision, and that vision is being communicated to the fans, and it's being shown out there in Summer League, and that's what's getting people to buy in. This isn't something, well, they're going to get excited for 1 year, and then the team's going to be bad. This is a process, but people like to be in at the beginning of processes like this, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons for seeing such interest in the Pelicans. The people kind of just want to be in on the ground floor of something that appears to be very exciting.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Always enjoy talking to you, man. Something tells me we're going to be talking a lot more this season in many different ways. There's excitement level all the way around. I know it's Summer League, but, dude, I could wait to talk this morning because it was exciting. And, look, it is what it is. It wasn't one of those, oh, I'm watching because I have to. I enjoyed it last night. My wife on the couch enjoyed it last night. You know, we're like, whoa, it was crazy, man. Thanks for jumping on this afternoon and talking.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
For sure. At Nola Jake. So way to follow him on Twitter, Locked On Pels. You heard him. More than the Celtics. That's ridiculous.
It is, but look, this team is turning heads. What they're doing, I thought Jake hit the nail on the head. Last year, we're looking for one guy that can maybe make the team and make it better. Look how we're looking at this team now. We're looking at a team that is just not only going to be good for 1 year, like Jake said, they're going to be good down the road for a long period of time. I agree with him. The excitement right now is off the charts. Nothing we've ever seen before in New Orleans professional basketball.
Quick break. When we come back, you heard Jake kind of tease it for us. Saints training camp schedule is out. Just released minutes ago. The dates, the open practices, and what addition has our intern ready to bail on regular coverage I'll explain that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
The sand gets hot.
You gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee.
Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by four dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
A child psychiatrist explained why organized team sports are so important for the development of young people.
In boys, at least, being on a sports team is associated with being less sad, and the hippocampus plays a role in that.
And a look into baseball's unwritten rules with MLB insider Danny Nober.
There's more of an acceptance that you can flip your bat, you can show emotion on the field.
Every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, I'm trying to have a good day. I got Pels on my mind. Lots to talk to you about Saints training camp dates. Joey sent me pictures of the tropical formation going on.
Trying to rain on your parade.
Oh, I see what you did there. You know what? Bring it. It's so dry. It really is. Grass is brown everywhere. My backyard was a dust bowl when I tried to cut the grass over the weekend. We need a little rain.
You're acting like it's the Mojave Desert out there.
It really, have you, do you walk outside?
Yes,
I know you
I
don't
do.
Tweet, but do you walk?
You're dropping care packages
exactly.
At my house.
My hair hasn't changed a bit. It doesn't do anything to my hair.
Mine
I
either.
I grow any higher. J.R. Grave, Gus Kattengill, Jordan the intern. Here is your Saints training camp schedule. The team just releasing it. You ready? Friday, July 26th. First practice. Thursday, July 25th is when the veterans report. A couple days earlier, it's the rookies. But, there it is. Friday, July 26th, 8:50 to 11:40. Commit that to memory. That is your time for practices. Now, sometimes they end early. They will always start at 8:50. And it's all open to the public. At least 12 of those practices are. And keep in mind the very simple formula here. If it rains, if it's like lightning and thunder type rain, they'll probably go inside. If they go inside, it's closed. Simple, period, end of story. Now, if it's light rain and mist, we've seen them practice in the rain out there. If you want to go out there and be in it, and they stay outside, that's good. Lightning normally forces them inside. Yeah, they'll stay out there with the light rain. They'll stay out there really with a decent rain. It's if, you know, if it's the field starting to take on water, then they'll go in there. You don't need them slipping and hurting themselves.
Tearing an ACL.
Well, okay, see, I didn't want to go there. Let's just say.
It can happen.
You didn't want to. I was going to go with more. I don't want to get splashed in the eye and get mud in the you know, and, yeah.
I'm worried about year-ending
injuries.
Jay
went with the full-on Achilles.
Yeah, I know. Basically. Yeah,
I don't care about mud in the eye.
I would have settled for like a twisted ankle.
I don't care about mud. No,
you went
with ACL.
ACL. No, well, no, it's not. An ACL,
different injury, same results, though. You're out a year.
You think an ACL is a year?
Yeah.
The football season.
If it happens, it's the football season. So that's what you're counted as a football year. Yeah, you're not counted as a calendar year.
Achilles is different. We'll see you next year at that time, essentially, when that happens. Anyway, more positive vibes here. Friday, July 26th. Sunday is the first padded practice. So for the first 2 days, we're going to be out there excited. Yeah.
Pajamas.
And then Sunday, the cracking of the shoulder pads. That'll be fun to kind of get into here as well.
The first day off
is Wednesday, July 31st. It'll go Friday through Tuesday, day off. And then they're back at it. Do not get another day off until next Tuesday. Thursday through that Tuesday. Have a padded practice on Wednesday, a walk through Thursday, so nothing for the fans to go see. That's closed to the public and media. Friday, August 9th, Saints Vikings. 7 o'clock in the dome. The rest of the preseason schedule, the 18th, the Chargers. They're going to be practicing out there to L.A. The 24th, the Jets, and the 29th, the Dolphins. So Vikings, Chargers, Jets, Dolphins, 9, 18, 24, 29 of August. Those are your dates. The last training camp practice that is open to the public and media is Thursday, August 22nd. I don't see anywhere here where it's outside of the Oxnard Performance Center, of course, meaning not in California. Friday, August 16th, that's Costa Mesa. And then on Sunday, it's at the Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson, California. Two practices out there, actually three with the Chargers, as I'm looking at it, Thursday and Friday. But everything else is at the Oxnard Performance Center right now, okay, right now. We've seen in the past they'll have a practice at Tulane Zillman Stadium. You and I have talked about this before on the show when we used to do it on Fridays over at Old Saint. I would love to have one of those practices against the team that you're about to play or something of that nature at the area local high school. You could do it at Yeoman because, you know, whatever. I'd love to have that to where you have a practice against another team. Make it charity. You know, you can bring in canned goods, stuff for school, you know, composition, notebook, pens, papers, whatever. I love that. You know me, I think teams, especially the Saints, would benefit more from having practices against other teams like they're doing with the Chargers than ability in games where you can get injured and you don't want your starters playing. This team is ready to play today. This team is ready to compete for a playoff spot. This team is going to have Super Bowl expectations. They don't really need the preseason games. I think getting work against teams would be great. I would love that to be sort of the thing in the future. I've always talked about that. I would love to see one of these practices, which they do hold at Yeoman and stuff like that, against another team to come in, and that'd be just great to sort of see. But bottom line, schedule's out.
Yeah, and it depends a lot of times on who you're playing. A lot of times you don't want to do that against an NFC team like the Vikings, who would be the perfect one if you're talking about charity because of the past with Thomas Morstead and the things that went on with Sean Payton and the Viking fans, all the money that was donated to charity. They'd be the perfect team, but when you're doing those extended practices like that against another opponent, you don't want to show an NFC team that you may have to go through to get to the Super Bowl some of the things that you want to do. So it obviously would be better against an AFC team like the Chargers. And again, the schedule shows you you're going to California. Yeah. You can't do that here, but it is a great idea. Yeoman would be the perfect stadium. You could put, what, 30? What is Yeoman hole, 30? Right around 30, somewhere in that 23, 25. Yeah. But you would almost fill that stadium up, I would guarantee you, if they could see a practice against another
NFL
team.
And it's always fun when you have those practices. But, again, it's not on there right now. Actually, it is. Sunday, August 4th. I just didn't scroll hard enough. So Sunday, August 4th, like last year it was a Sunday. It will be at Tulane University, 7 p.m. So Sunday, August 4th, it will be at Tulane. So there it is. There's one of them right there going into it. Everything else is the Oxnard Performance Center. So 12 total open practices. Three in L.A., and, of course, when we get back, we'll tell you why Jordan, the intern, just basically said, don't worry about credentialing me for training camp this year, Jay. So if you'd like to come with me and you know, got there in sweats, 8:50 to 11:40.
I think I know what his reasoning is.
It's incredible. Again,
I still need a credential.
No, no, apparently you don't. You said you want to be amongst the common folk.
I might be going down the wrong path, but I think I know what his logic is. I'll tell you when we get back.
It's not bad logic.
Do you want to pass on your credential as well? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
It's pretty incredible. I can't find anybody to credential, apparently, all of a sudden.
I think I know what he wants.
And you can get autographs. You're absolutely right. When you're not credentialed, you can sit out there in them stands and...
Exactly.
Drew, right here, Drew.
Well, what if I'm credentialed and just don't get to go to the credential?
Okay, you know what? I'm throwing out another question now today. Think about it. Saints fans, right now, think about it. Honestly. Right now, you could go position yourself at practice. Chances are you're going to get one autograph. Who is it? Is it still number 9?
Yeah, I think most people are.
Right. Especially last year. Yeah. I think it is right now, right?
Yeah.
Is it 9?
It's the last
year. Well, who do you want? Sports Hangover. We'll come back and talk about why Jordan's no longer being credentialed. And who would you want to go get your autograph from right now? If it's not 9. Maybe I should say that. If it's not 9. Sports Hangover continues next with hour number 1, brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Rod Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
There are over 9 billion animals raised on farms and ranches across the country each year. For far too long, those animals were not afforded protections to ensure their humane treatment and care. Luckily, times have changed, and more and more farmers are raising their animals in accordance with American Humane's ethical and science-based standards. American Humane is this country's first national humane organization, and is committed to working with farmers to offer ethically driven consumers humanely raised products. The next time you're in the grocery store, be sure to choose products that are American Humane certified. The purchasing decisions you make each week can positively impact the lives of billions of animals on our nation's farms and ranches. Live better, live healthy, be humane. To learn more, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, Welcome back. It is hour number one, as always, brought to you by the King Ferns. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING.
We need to call a King law firm.
What's that?
I've got their
their
new commercial.
That got knocked down?
Yeah. Have you been injured by a New Orleans Pelican player dunking on you? Call a King law firm. They need to be a sponsor in the visitors' locker room for Pelicans games.
We're asking one of the questions of the day out there. Give us a name for the young guys, right? Brian, Ole East, and myself, we like the Baby Birds, but give us some names. Connoisseur over on Twitter, the second line, duh. Because I'm asking, like, you know, let's say Gentry goes, all right, let's go, bring them in, the whatever, and it's three or four of them. It's Hayes, it's Alexander Walker, either Frank Jackson, Nikhil, Alexander Walker, as I just said, Hart. Josh Hart, who called he and the other two Laker guys the Beignet boys already. But just whatever. I just imagine a young group, three, four, maybe even five of them, just sub in one time and just say, look, that's the group. Go out there and play and whatever. I like that. The second line, duh. Lee, the posse, like the days of Perry Clark at Tulane.
Yeah.
He also put a name to the dunk for Jackson Hayes. The Flocka Throwdown.
That was more than a Flocka Throwdown.
Well, again,
but that's good.
I like to hear Todd say that six times fast, though.
he has to be careful.
Exactly. Not fast. David Nola on Twitter, the Honey Badgers.
I like that.
Eli on Twitter, Pelichicks. Teen Titans from TCLB on Twitter. And then the one right now that I kind of love, Discount Jack Sparrow on Twitter. The Rim Reapers.
Hey, you're stealing my name there.
Dude.
That is good, though.
I kind of like the Rim Reapers.
I
can see
good.
A shirt of, like, Hayes, Zion, anybody else that loves to just destroy the rim. The Rim Reapers.
Blocking balls with their armpits.
Again, did you see that? I mean, Jake brought it up. I mean, Jackson Hayes literally blocked the shot with his elbow. Like, I mean, I'm just... Bring it. I can't wait. I would have loved to seen Zion with that group last night.
You know, after you watch that dunk by Jackson Hayes, it's like, last week we were talking about Zion going to the NBA dunk contest. What about the Pelicans dunk contest? They could have their own dunk contest.
Again, and this is one of the things that we talked about, too. These guys can run pick and rolls.
They can play.
Who you got? Who you're covering? Who you're doubling? Here they come. They're both streaking at an angle from the wing to the rim. Who you got?
In the past, teams like the Phoenix Suns, they run you up and down the court, but they couldn't get in a half court game late in a playoff game and beat you.
Yeah.
The Pelicans can roll out Holiday, JJ Redick, Derek Favors, Zion, and if you want to put Brandon Ingram out there, you can play a half court game with
Absolutely,
that team and still have a good defensive matchup against another team.
Options.
So if you get into a tight playoff game, Gentry can look down his bench and put together, we've got to play half court offense here.
Ooh.
Put these guys in.
Chew Jordan on Twitter. Hot Boys.
Hot Ooh. Boys.
Kind of a little rap element to it there.
Lonzo
as well.
Ball just, putting
here
out his little, little mixtape.
I saw his little mixtape out there. Okay, the reason why Jordan the intern doesn't want to be credentialed is the Saints released with their release of the schedule. They're helping you folks out. They want to make it a more fan-friendly viewing experience. Several enhancements for the viewing experience. All bleacher seating will now be covered and misted, providing fans with shade and a more comfortable experience. Upgraded concession and merchandise sale options will be available to fans, and autographs will be available from Saints players after practice. But yet again, all bleacher seating will now be covered and misted. That is a tremendous thing for the team to go out there and do that for your fans, because it's brutal out there. It is hot. And Jordan says, I want to go be a fan so he can sit in the shade and have his little face misted with moisture instead of being out there. So there you go. He bailed on us.
I thought he wanted a snowball. I thought that's why he didn't want to be credentialed.
Upgraded concession stands.
I think they have snowballs there.
So he can sit in the stands in the shade with his moistured face eating
and a snowball.
A kiwi snowball.
While we're getting yelled at to get down in
I'll
front.
I'll be yelling at you guys.
Exactly. You'll be yelling at me. Get down. I can't see.
Jordan's the one with the green lips.
What a joke. Hour one in the books. It's Gus Cattingale, J.R. Grave, Jordan Kleber, and of course, Joey. It's the Sports Hangover, where Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Jim Eichenhofer in 15 minutes. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.